listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Formed in 1950 in East Germany and lasting 40 years, the Stasi was the official state security service. It was one of the most effective and repressive intelligence and secret police agencies that ever existed. They were known as the sword and the shield of the ruling Socialist Unity Party of Germany.
In 1989, East German citizens stormed the Berlin headquarters of the secret police, the Stasi. Its employees tried to destroy the files of the people who informed on their neighbors and friends.
The expansion of the DC Capitol Police reeks of a democratic overreach via a nationwide Stasi-esque force emboldened by the clear, cold-blooded murder of Ashley Babbitt by a still unconfirmed killer within the U.S. Capitol Police ranks.
Wednesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia and the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice announced there will be no criminal charges against the U.S. Capitol Police officer who fatally shot Babbitt.
Now Pelosi's attack dogs are chomping at the bit to hunt down potential political prisoners that disagree with their overlords after upending the lives of at least 500 protesters who were merely exercising their First Amendment rights on January 6th. A stark contrast to the support of the vice president, no less, of the rioting, burning, murdering, and looting of American businesses, police stations, and federal buildings that were decimated for months on end, all in the name of the Democrats' lies and fear-mongering.
How important is it for these protests to continue?
It's critically important, and I'm going to tell you something. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And that's this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day.
The announcement of the expansion of the Capitol Police follows a July 6th press release from the Capitol Police titled, "After the Attack, the Future of the U.S. Capitol Police." The release announces a pivot towards an intelligence-based protective agency, expanded wellness services to handle all of the trauma lying dimwits like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez experienced.
Bang, 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 bang. And so I open the door when all of a sudden I hear that whoever was trying to get inside got into my office. And then I just start to hear these yells of, "Where is she? Where is she?"
The story she's telling then, you're saying, is absolutely not true.
It's not true. And I simply made that statement a fact earlier today, and she literally lost it on her favorite social media platform, Twitter. And so I know I'm doing the right thing, doing the right job, when I've got members of the squad coming after me all day long on Twitter. And, you know, as the old adage goes, Sean, judge a woman by the enemies she keeps. And I'm totally fine with that.
Enhanced member protection, which would enhance staffing within the Dignitary Protection Division, as well as coordinated enhanced security for members of Congress outside of the National Capital Region. The department is also in the process of opening regional field offices in California and Florida, with additional regions in the near future to investigate threats to members of Congress. The department is also increasing its use of force, tactical equipment, leadership, National Guard alert process, and incident command training. While countless terrorists pour over the southern border and cartels expand their foothold in the United States,
drug cartels are continuing to infiltrate parts of the Southland. It's fueling an explosion of illegal marijuana growing operations, much of it in the Antelope Valley and Acton and Agua Dulce.
In the very near future, social media will be flooded with predictable woke recruitment ads training a socialist Democratic Party army hell-bent on controlling the narrative of power by hunting down its lone enemy, the American people. John Bound reporting.
Share that video. iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com and band.video. We're going to do things just a touch differently today with the Daily Dispatch since it is such a huge one. I have so many stories. Normally, I can't help myself, and I start talking about all of the stories rather extensively. But we're going to take it back to the old school, how Daily Dispatch was originally intended by myself to introduce the stories that we will later cover more extensively in the following show. But I was also thinking, well, I'll do it on the other side. I was thinking, what would a Daily Dispatch look like if this wasn't InfoWars? How would I cover these stories if I was more in the mainstream news? Just, I think it would be fun to do that. Maybe I'll start doing that. I'll do the Daily Dispatch kind of sarcastically. I'm describing the stories as if I actually believe the mainstream media. Anyway, I'll get into that in the next one. For now, we'll do it like we always do, our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, July 13th. Texas Democrats flee state to highlight GOP voting restrictions. Texas Democrats fled the state on Monday in a last-ditch effort to prevent the passage of a restrictive new voting law by a Republican-controlled legislature, heading to Washington to draw national attention to their cars. The heroes of the Democratic Party taking a private jet without masks, I might add, because what is a little bit of political showboating clown world nonsense if you don't have a bit of hypocrisy sprinkled in there as well? State Representative Briscoe Kane, a Houston area Republican, says, quote, "It's just delaying the inevitable." He describes the move as simply political theater, saying we will eventually get it done, this special or another. Nevertheless, by traveling en masse to Washington, the Texas Democrats were hoping to apply pressure to Democrats in the U.S. Senate, who've so far been unable to pass federal legislation to address the issue. Yes, like the good little bootlickers they are, they rushed the federal government to beg intervention from the more powerful body. But once again, a common theme you'll see throughout today's program is the Democrats willing to do anything and everything, no matter how humiliating and nonsensical it is, in order to get their agenda through. Quote, "We have to decide if we're going to stand for democracy," said State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, who organized the effort to leave the state. "We want the nation to join us. We want the U.S. Senate to hear us and act. We have to stand for democracy." And democracy means the minority position using political gamesmanship in order to assert their will onto the majority. That's democracy, right? Democracy is making sure that absolutely everybody can vote, even if they're not supposed to, right? Democracy is making sure that your voting system is as insecure and easily manipulated as possible. What do these people think they're standing for? It's honestly baffling. It makes no sense. Dade Fehling, the Republican Speaker of the House, pledged to employ, quote, "every available resource to secure a quorum," suggesting they would use lawyers and legal experts to hunt for options under the state constitution and House rules. Good, good. You need to play these people's game the way these people play the game. Arrest these people, or just eject them from the Congress, or just start making rules anyway. Sure, they'll have to come back and they'll have to sue and say, hey, these laws were passed unconstitutionally and that'll have to go through the courts. But that's what they do. Start playing aggressively like they do, because this is nonsense. This is theater. This is bullcrap. They say Texas has one of the most expansive and sweeping efforts to restrict voting. Yes, they're all about restricting voting. It's probably racist, and if I had to guess, anti-Semitic. But if you listen to the actual provisions of the proposal, what does it do? It bans 24-hour voting. Okay. It bans drive-through voting. Democracy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Democracy is falling. Whoa. It adds new voter identification requirements for voting by mail. Increase the criminal penalties for election workers who run afoul of regulations, and greatly expands the authority and autonomy of partisan poll watchers. Okay. Expands powers of poll watchers, requires more identity when you're voting by mail, banning drive-through balloting. Oh, wow, democracy is dying. Oh, what are we ever going to do? Oh, these Republicans just hate democracy. It's total nonsense. These people are just, I mean, the only thing you can derive from the behavior of the Democrats is that they are desperately terrified of not being able to cheat in elections. I mean, that's the only thing you can possibly, like, why else would you not want this stuff to go into place? There is no reason why you should oppose this stuff. It's basic sense sort of stuff. And we'll get into it a little bit more, including polls in Texas that show that something like 90% of Texans approve of these laws. In defending democracy, this small contingent, this little cabal of radical Democrats is overriding the will of 90% of their population. That's democracy in these mentally ill psychopaths' distorted, decrepit minds. Okay. Moving on here. FDA attaches warning of rare nerve system to Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Oh, very rare. It's very rare. They want you to know that. The Food and Drug Administration warned on Monday that Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine can lead to an increased risk of a rare neurological condition known as Guillain-Barré syndrome, another setback for a vaccine that has been largely sidelined in the United States. Although regulators have found the chances of developing the condition are low, they appear to be 3 to 5 times higher among recipients of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine than among the general population of the United States, according to people familiar with the decision. The warning was attached to fact sheets about the vaccine for providers and patients. The good news is millions of people have already been injected with this. Okay, so first we got the injection going. First we stuck this in the arms of millions of Americans. Now we're going to try to figure out what the consequences are. Okay? Guillain-Barré syndrome occurs when the immune system damages nerve cells, causing muscle weakness and occasional paralysis, according to the Food and Drug Administration. Several thousand people, about 10 out of every million, develop the condition every year in the United States. Most recover from even severe symptoms, although it can also lead to hospitalization and death. Here's a shocking report. And we'll probably have to be a segment on its own to get this information out, because just listen to this. Last week, there were more deaths from COVID-19 vaccine reactions than from COVID-19. That's right, folks. There were more COVID-19 vaccine deaths last week in the U.S. than there were COVID-19 deaths. There are now 9,125 reported deaths from the COVID-19 vaccinations across the United States this year. Again, it's always worth it to point out that this is probably a small fraction of the actual number, because we know that so many are not reported to VAERS. But last week, they were only reporting a little under 7,000 deaths. This week, the number jumped up by 2,043. Okay. So this week, that number of vaccine deaths jumped by over 2,000. Meanwhile, there were only 1,500 COVID-19 deaths in the United States. That means there were more COVID vaccine deaths in the United States last week than there were COVID deaths in the United States last week. Vaccine now officially more deadly than COVID itself. France fines Google about $593 million over news copyright row. News publishers APIG, SEPM, and AFP accused the tech giant of having failed to open talks in good faith with them to find common ground for the remuneration of news content online under a recent EU directive that creates so-called neighboring rights. One of the rare but important places where the EU actually is better than the United States. There's a couple places. One of these is things like pesticides and plastics and, what material goods are made out of. The EU is actually pretty good at that, although it can be oppressive in other ways. you know, in that same regard. And another place they actually are doing pretty well is actually slapping places like Google and Facebook with massive fines for violating their very strict rules. So kudos to the globalist weirdos over at the EU. Iran unveils state-approved dating app to promote marriage. Iran has unveiled a dating app that aims to facilitate lasting marriages in the Islamic Republic, where the divorce rate is rising and birth rate falling. Well, don't you know, Iran, what you're supposed to do when your birth rate is falling? Haven't you learned yet what the solution is when your population is not reproducing? You bring in foreigners. You bring in people that hate your nation. You replace those of your native population that are dying out with foreigners that are easy to control and that you can pay less and that don't subscribe to your same ideas as a culture and a country, so they'll vote for the opposition party. This is what you're supposed to do, Iran. Kill yourself. Destroy yourself.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. I guess I have to apologize for reading English. Guillaume Barré. Apparently is how you pronounce Jillian Barr. It looks like Jillian Barr. That's what it looks like. That's how I read it. Guillaume Barré. I don't know how to pronounce French. Sue me. I'm not French. I don't even know if it is French. Producer was like, you want us to cut that segment out? Like, that's kind of embarrassing. It's like, no. It's fine. It's fine. All right, here's a story that I warned you about yesterday. Remember I told you that there was a story that I didn't know if I could cover on daytime television or radio in the United States? Well, it's spread enough now. I think I can mention it. UK London Council slammed over child reading campaign involving rainbow phallus butt monkey. A London Labour-led council has been slammed over a children's reading campaign in their libraries involving a rainbow phallus butt monkey. Redbridge Borough Council in London hosted an event on Saturday by Mandinga Arts, a troupe of street performers that has a distinctive style, bringing together live music, carnival, street costume, puppetry, and dance, drawing on diverse influences from degeneracy. It specializes in disgusting pornographic degeneracy, is what it does. And now they're doing it to children. You've probably seen images of this, again, but perhaps not for, polite society. But there it is. You have a rainbow-colored monkey design of a costume. And the costume is very unrealistic, very rainbowy and flashy, and it's long, colorful hair all over it, except in a few places, except around the nipples, around the phallus, and exposed naked buttocks. So, this, I guess, is supposed to make children read. Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about making children read. Yeah. No alternative. No ulterior motives going on there. No, of course not. Here's a story that we will be covering extensively. South Africa's Zuma riots. Death toll mounts amid looting. At least 30 people have now died in the violence, which has been engulfing parts of South Africa since the country's former president, Jacob Zuma, handed himself into police last week. In other words, mostly peaceful protests are expressing the anger of the poor, downtrodden South Africans, and it's a good thing, and it's wonderful. No, it's pretty much open warfare. Truly incredible videos. We'll be showing you a massive number of them I have. I think we'll just do it because I don't know if any other channel on television or any other media outlet we'll play even a portion of these. We're going to play all of them. We're going to play all of them to really get you an idea of what America will look like in 5 to 10 years. Crowds clashed with police and ransacked or burned shopping malls in South Africa on Tuesday, with dozens reported killed as grievances unleashed by jailing of former President Jacob Zuma boiled over into the worst violence in years. Doubt you'll hear much about that on mainstream media. If anything, they're probably in favor of it, if I had to guess. Several tied to Haiti assassination plot were previously U.S. law enforcement informants. Several of the men involved in the assassination of Haiti's president previously worked as U.S. law enforcement informants, according to people briefed on the matter, as U.S. investigators grapple with the increasing number of Florida links to the alleged hit squad. Quick reminder here, there were three presidents that were openly and vocally against the vaccination schemes by the World Health Organization. They were the president of Tanzania, the president of Haiti, and I believe the president of Madagascar. All three of those presidents are now dead in suspicious circumstances. Quote, potentially a death sentence, White House goes off on vaccine fearmongers. I got to ask, are they saying they're going to kill people who oppose the vaccine? Is that what that means, potentially a death sentence when moving against vaccine fearmongers? Well, the real story about this is hidden. They've buried the lead here as the real terrifying part about what the Democrats are planning is this. Biden allied groups, including the Democratic National Committee, are also planning to engage fact checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines that is sent over social media and text messages. That's right, folks. Not only will they censor you if you post publicly on social media, they'll censor you inside your private messages in social media. And now they're going to start working with the phone company to censor your text messages. Your private communications between you and whoever you want to talk to. Well, not anymore. Now your ability to speak to anyone privately on a private and seemingly secure phone line is now only going to occur at the behest of, or at the, with the allowance of the Democrats. So yeah, now the Democrats will just control what we're allowed to say on phone lines and in text messages, and they're announcing that right now. This is not speculation. That's from a Politico article. That's an announcement the Democrats made. They said they're working with SMS carriers to deal with preventing misinformation. You thought you could text somebody and that was a private communication. No, you're wrong. Not only is it not a private communication, not only will it be looked at and read, probably marked down and filed somewhere, it might not even get sent. Maybe it'll get sent with a little message. You know, that between you and a family member, you and a friend, there's going to stand some faceless bureaucratic representative of the Democratic National Committee, and he has to approve what you're saying before you can send it to a friend. Wake up, folks. Please, for the love of God, will you please wake up? Capitol Police to use military surveillance equipment and role as intelligence-based protective agency. In response to the January 6th Capitol riot, the racist anti-Semitic insurrection coup, the U.S. Capitol Police will begin employing military surveillance equipment used by the Army in what the Washington Times describes as a sweeping security upgrade as the force transforms into an intelligence-based protective agency. Yeah. That's also happening. For the love of God, wake up. For the love of God, please, Jesus Christ, please help us. What the hell is going on here? 17 million gallon sewage spill closes miles of beaches in California. About 4 miles of beaches in El Segundo in the southern part of Playa del Rey were closed indefinitely while officials conducted tests on the water. Several Los Angeles area beaches were closed Monday to swimmers and surfers after 17 million gallons of sewage spilled into the Santa Monica Bay from a treatment plant. Climate change strikes again. Who knew climate change would be in charge of the utilities in California? You climate change. Medical Journal says, quote, parents should lose veto power over children going trans. That's right. Government should exclude parents who oppose the hormonal and surgical transformation of their children, according to an article published in the Establishment of Journal for Medical Ethics. When parents reject their children's claim to be transgender, quote, parents should lose veto power over most transition-related pediatric care. It's not your decision whether your child gets chemically and then physically castrated and stunted and has their puberty blocked by massive injections of hormone-altering chemicals. That's the state's decision, and you're not going to be able to impose your will on your children anymore. That's the job of the state, just like it's the job of the state to decide what you can say to your friends and whether you can go outside or not. For the love of God, wake up. Please, Jesus Christ, America, do you not understand what's going on? Do I have to read more? My God, this is the end time. You know, I was going to do a big part today about how, you know, violence isn't the answer. I might skip that segment now that I think about it. Now that I'm looking at things, you know what? I'm not going to say that.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24:9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended it, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. Takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. And 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Do it right now. Do it not just because it supports us and keeps us on the air and allows us to broadcast to you videos that you will not find anywhere else on mainstream media, in many cases, even on alternative media, certainly not in the way that we do it. I don't think you'll find that anywhere else. But really, even if you hated us, even if you never wanted to support InfoWars ever, it would still be a good idea to go to InfoWarsStore.com, because it doesn't matter if you are a genius traditionalist nationalist patriot or a moronic drooling bootlicking socialist, your body is still a piece of nature, and it still requires the support of natural supplements. So even if you totally disagree with us, you can't disagree with reality, which is that you need these supplements, things like iodine, the X2, now 50% off, I believe. You also have Winter Sun, the D3 supplement that is so powerful, one of my favorite product on the site. That's now 50% off. And then we also are introducing brand new products today, including the Green Fiber supplement. All of this available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do go there. Not only are you supporting us, but most importantly, you are supporting yourself and your own health when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's talk a little bit about South Africa. We're just sort of scheming how to do this exactly, because right now, massive, uncontrolled, I hesitate to even call them riots, just outright vandalism, chaos, destruction taking place in South Africa. Some of the most amazing and, in many cases, horrifying videos I have ever seen emerging. I mean, it feels like America last year, but on steroids. I think we have this to look forward to if we continue to go down the route that South Africa has gone down in the way that we currently are, with the rise of Black Lives Matter and the socialist takeover of this country. We have this to look forward to. We have South Africa. We have total destruction to look forward to. To give you some details as to why this is even happening, we go to this BBC article. At least 30 people now have died in the violence engulfing parts of South Africa since the country's former president, Jacob Zuma, handed himself into police last week. Almost 800 people have been arrested in the unrest, which began as protests following Zuma's jailing on Thursday. But protests turned violent over the weekend, with fires set, highways blocked, and businesses looted. The military has now been deployed to help the overstretched police. Essentially, Zuma was convicted of conspiracy and corruption, turned himself in for arrest, and then his supporters went absolutely nuts. So we're going to play some of these videos, but I wanted to lay the groundwork first here. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with a little flashback for you. Here's Johannesburg, 1962, from British Pathé. Let's roll it.
The Golden City, South Africa's Johannesburg. 70 years have brought a small township to rank with the world's richest cities, and it's still growing fast.
Let's just keep this playing in the background, and we'll just roll with some of what Johannesburg looks like now.
Of gold mining, of industry and commerce, Johannesburg creates enormous wealth. More than one person in three has a car, a fact reflected in the city's design. This is a city of trees and parks. There are 270 of them, ranging up to the 136-acre zoo. In the warm evenings, it's one of the delights to sit in the parks, listening to an orchestra while watching the children play. But around the boundaries of the city are huge testimonials to the energy and effort with which man has created Joburg.
Let's go back to 1962 now.
From which the gold has been removed.
This is like industry, creation, production, mining. People hard at work. Look at that. Isn't that fun? And back to current day. We have a gunfight in the street. Craziest thing about this video, let's play that video again. Because I guess this is just what happens when you live in a place like South Africa. Let's play this shooting video. Let's actually bring the audio up this time so we can hear the sheer amount of gunfire. And let's roll that video whenever we can. Because the amazing thing is, the people filming this literally are standing like 15 feet away, and they're not in cover. You can see at one point, the person turns around and like there's no, I'm thinking that there's cover and they're like behind a wall filming this happen. Now they're literally just standing out in the street, like 15, 20 feet away from this gunfight. Look, there's no cover. People are just slaughtering each other. All right, let's go. Let's keep going. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see what other videos we have. We'll just scroll through these because I got more than you can possibly imagine. Here's just the sheer scale of the looting. Just massive, thousands and thousands of people just stripping entire malls, entire warehouses, entire industries, just stripping them to the bone. All right, next clip. Here we go. Reminiscent of Black Lives Matter, but again, just on a larger scale. Just massive looting taking place here. People wheel away appliances, stripping grocery stores bare. Just absolute insanity. All right, let's go to the next one here. There's a truck stop being burned off in the distance. People carrying mattresses away from stores, just looting. I'm sorry, this is CNN. You see the peaceful protest here. There's actual citizens throwing Molotov cocktails at trucks that are carrying looted goods. Here's some guys just driving around in a truck shooting at looters as they drive by, as the entire world collapses into total chaos. Here's I think this is called the China Mall in Durban, South Africa. Completely in flames, completely gutted and destroyed. All right, moving on here. This is a unbelievably huge fire that can actually be seen from satellite. The smoke billowing out is so massive. It's absolutely huge. This is a video of the South African police getting in on the action. Yeah, this is a South African police van now being loaded up with looted goods. Yeah, yeah. This is a little preview. Like, I'm looking at a crystal ball. This is incredible. Here's farms being burned. So, you know, not like anybody needs food, right? We're just going to go ahead and burn the farms. After all, they're owned by white people, so go ahead and burn them. Burn them down. Destroy them. Destroy the food. After all, it's not yours, so they must have stolen it from you. So you must destroy it now. Build nothing, create nothing, destroy everything. Here's looters breaking through a fence, a walled-off compound. You see, after the rise of the ANC and the communists there in South Africa, they became the Rainbow Nation. The Rainbow Nation, just like how America is headed towards, means that the wealthy will be protected behind very high walls, barbed wire, and private security, while the rest of the country simply collapses outside of the walls, collapses into chaos, destruction, and death. Yeah, here's another just absolutely massive fire, a fire of justice, I think. Right? A fire of freedom, a fire of reparations, I would imagine. This is just, you know, this is what you get, civilization. This is what you deserve. How dare you jail our incredibly corrupt, incredibly incompetent president? How dare you jail criminals? We will burn this civilization down. Yet another fire taking an entire mall, reducing it to ash, destroying the livelihoods of tens of thousands. Folks, this is the tame stuff. Here's Johannesburg. Yes, beautiful Johannesburg. Seat of culture and civilization in South Africa. You can see here some of the South African citizens making fun with one of their national pastimes. That's right. Grab all you can and run, boys. It's looting time in South Africa. We'll be right back with more from South Africa.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposed to need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points, at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There are beauties, too. Bathing bells lined up on Durban's dazzling beach, who go a long way to backing the city's claim to be the gayest holiday resort in southern Africa. He's not missing a thing, so why should we? Let's see the glamorous winner and then be off on a tour of this sunshine city. The beach is home for Durban's fun-in-the-sun pleasure seekers, and it's thronged throughout the year with the Keep Fit Brigade, who just bounce with happiness off the trampolines set in the sand. The warm Indian Ocean laps Durban, and the yachts which speed over the crests of its shallow waves. There's water sport aplenty here, and enough enthusiasts to keep those surfboarded waves working hard. Every year, 230,000 fun searchers choose Durban for their annual holiday. And one of the highlights of holidaying here is a rickshaw ride. It feels much the same as in China, but the colorful gents who pull passengers here look as though they're on holiday themselves.
Yes, fun Durban, South Africa. Look at the flames rise. Isn't this wonderful? Thank God communism came along to save South Africa from the horror that was pre-1970s existence there. Truly incredible.
And again, this is what we have to look forward to. After all, what has taken South Africa from point A to point B? Point A was prosperity and peace and beauty and fun. And point B is war. It's chaos, is destruction, is fire, is death and pain. What took them from A to B? Well, I'll tell you what, folks, the people that brought us to point B, guess what they didn't say? They didn't say, I'm bringing you chaos. They didn't say, I'm bringing you riots. I'm bringing you mob. They said, I'm bringing you racial harmony. They said, I'm bringing you diversity. They said, I'm bringing you equality and equity and reparations. They said, I'm bringing you communism and socialism and government services, and it's good and beneficial and loving. Of course, that's what they said. And of course, this is what we got. Have you heard of Cuba? You ever watched videos from 1950 in Cuba? They look an awful lot like the 1960s in South Africa. Interesting how this works, isn't it? South Africa to declare state of emergency should the need arise. I think it's here now. I think this is an emergency. So let's watch some more videos from South Africa. But don't worry, there's a point to all of this. I'm going to wrap it up here at the end and make some points I don't think you'll hear just about anywhere else, as well as a prediction that I hope to God doesn't come true. But first, let's go back to some of these videos, and we'll bring up the audio this time. In fact, let's go back to this video of the armed citizens firing on rioters in Durban, South Africa. Looks a little bit like World War Z to me. Looks like we're having a crash? What just happened, fellas? All right. Looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. The crew is claiming it's not their fault. Or it is his fault. Okay. All right. Well, we're figuring out. Are we good now? Can we go back to this video of armed citizens? Here we go. Let's watch this. Let's turn the audio up.
Don't waste your ammo.
Stop.
Let them come.
Don't waste your ammo. It looks like a zombie apocalypse. Now imagine if these people didn't have guns.
Okay, let's go.
Now imagine if these people were not armed. You see what happens when they're armed? About five or six guys with guns are standing up to a crowd of thousands of looters, approaching them, throwing rocks at them, holding signs. Five dudes in body armor with shotguns. They can hold their ground. They can take it on. They can protect themselves and their families. Just imagine what this would be like if these guys didn't have guns. They wouldn't stand a chance. They would be overrun and ripped apart, quite literally.
Yeah, guys, are we no time to play here.
Just mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Here's the article from InfoWars. South African police walk through looted Johannesburg after deadly riots triggered by ex-president's arrest. Again, we've already showed you the evidence of police actually looting themselves, putting loot inside their vans, and they drive away. There's also videos of where citizens catch looters and then discover that there are police amongst the looters, not in uniform, but they are still policemen. So let's go now back to some of these videos, and we'll just scroll through them, try to get to as many as possible, and I'll just narrate what we're looking at here and go back wherever we left off. I think we left off with more footage from inside Watercress Mall, inside the KZN, which is the initialism of the state where all this is taking place. Here you can see the mall just completely ransacked, looted, destroyed.
This beautiful country, absolutely fucked. Look at the fucking pandemonium.
All right. There's going to be a lot of things we can't play here. Let's go on to the next one here. Matovi Plaza, stranger.
Violent protests going on here in KZN.
Oh yeah, this is good. We can listen to the audio here.
This is what the N2 looks like right now. No one can pass through here. Tolls are closed. And it's just a crazy situation. Can't get to work, any of us.
Here's a little video by the New York Times showing some of the rioting. Protests over the imprisonment of Jacob Zuma, the former South African president, escalated into looting and violence. Police officers fired rubber bullets at crowds.
Word is they've run out of Rorualas. That's the rumor. All right, let's keep going through some of these videos. Keep scrolling. Here's inside of the Pinecrest Center, Pinecrest Mall. Just hellish, just hell on earth, you know. Just taking one of the most prosperous and well-endowed countries on the face of the earth and just turning it into a flaming pile of trash. Just you can see the scale of this looting. Just unbelievably massive. Right. Just everybody here is just like out for themselves. Everybody in this video just like get what you can get as quickly as possible. Don't think about the ramifications. Don't think about the effects this will have down the line. Don't think about the destruction this is causing. Just get yours and get yours now. That's the ideology. That's the mindset here. Let's keep going. These are guys, private security forces apprehending criminals and looters. They're doing a better job and stopping rioters in South Africa than the police, or who are totally useless. Huge fires. They're even looting live goats and chickens in some places. We can keep this video playing in the background, so let's pull the audio down a little bit. As we just let the videos of the looting run as they do. Let me tell you, folks, we can show you the same thing happening in Cuba. We can show you the same thing happening places all over the world. It's racial, obviously. It's racial aggravation. It's racial division. It's telling the black population, the white people stole everything from you. You deserve it. You must destroy them and reclaim what's yours. And all of these symbols of civilization are actually symbols of their oppression and supremacy. So you must tear them down. Okay. Totally stupid. Totally nonsensical. Totally counterproductive, obviously. And obviously, the communist takeover of South Africa was distinctly racial, right? It was along racial lines, and it used racial excuses to achieve their goals. Now, looking somewhat familiar, isn't it? Looking a little bit like what's going on here. That's why I've said for a very long time, if you want to look at the future of America, it's not one big collapse. It's not one big catastrophic, you know, chaotic event like this one is. It's going to be more like South Africa. We're not going to get to this point for probably 5 to 10 years. It's going to be a slow but constant degradation, right? Until we get to this, with the slow takeover, the taking of the state, moving in, dispossessing people, claiming that it's unfair that you have it. Here's my prediction. ISIS is going to move into South Africa. I think very shortly all of this chaos will be taken advantage of by actors in the extremist Muslim world. I think ISIS is moving into South Africa. Expect to see that.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. South Africa, of course, is descending into chaos and civil war as the police are incapable and, in some cases, unwilling to prevent the rioting from taking place. And so the people of South Africa are having to defend themselves and their property with firearms, resulting in the death of many looters, as well as some others. And then you see this from The Guardian, June 25th of this year. ISIS-linked groups open up new fronts across sub-Saharan Africa. Military victories combined with new alliances and shifts in strategy reinforce militants' position across much of the continent. Islamic State affiliates in Africa are set for a major expansion after a series of significant victories. New alliances and shifts in strategy reinforce their position across much of the continent. You also have this from The Punch, fending off global terror influx in Africa. This from yesterday, or from 2 days ago, global terrorist influx into Africa with Nigeria as one of its epicenters is gathering renewed international attention. Of course, we've been reporting on the ongoing genocide against Nigerians, Christian Nigerians in there. There is still a civil war raging in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Absolutely bonkers things going on there. Yeah, don't look into that if you have a full stomach. Really incredible, but they're saying all of Olivier Guita of Global Strat Risk Consultancy has also predicted Africa is going to be the battleground of jihad for the next 20 years, and it's going to replace the Middle East. Military.com says why the next Islamic State territorial caliphate will be in Africa. And then we have this from Open Democracy. Rising ISIS attacks in Africa means the war on terror is far from over. This from March 27th of this year. So what does ISIS require to expand? It requires chaos. It requires the destruction of a state, a power vacuum in which they can make themselves known. So this is going to be my guess, is that as South Africa descends into anarchy and chaos, it will leave room for those who are willing to exert power without the compunction of, you know, having a history of democracy or a history of actual, you know, civilized freedom. No, it'll be people who are ruthless and violent and vicious and willing to take advantage of the crumbling of civilization to exert their own will. And I expect to see ISIS expand rapidly all over Africa, but especially there in South Africa, as once again, the freedom-loving, you know, prosperous, gentle civilizations founded by Europeans are taken over and destroyed by people with no interest in carrying them on, or their traditions or their limitations. No, it'll be replaced by people with no limitations, no compunction, no mitigating factor in their activity. That's my personal prediction. We'll see how that plays out. I hope that I'm wrong, but I'm not. And again, this is just, you know, all you have to do is look at where this came from to see where it goes. And what you see is a country very much like America, with some issues between the races. And so you take a place that, you know, maybe doesn't treat people the best. You know, it's not the best maybe to be a certain type of person there. You know, of course, back in South Africa, there was actual apartheid. There was actual huge swaths of the population that were legally prevented from owning anything or, you know, having any stature whatsoever. You know, here in America, that's not the case. So, you know, they're predicating it on something that doesn't actually exist here. But it's still the same division. It's still the same question.
And so you replace this, you know, imperfect system with one of utter destruction, with one that isn't imperfect, but that is terrible. That's just awful. That just doesn't help anybody ever. And everybody suffers, no matter what, no matter who you are. So good job. Good job.
We know that the satanic principalities of this planet want us poisoned. They want to attack our bodies. They want to kill us because we're made in the image of God. But God gave us the components of our cells, of our bodies to be strong. We've got everything we need. That's why the globalists hit us with the bad halogens of fluoride, fluorine, bromide, you name it, instead of iodine. Our food, our water, our plants, everything we eat is deficient in it. The average person is deficient, and it attacks your IQ, it attacks your stamina and your libido and fertility particularly. Look into it. We have the purest iodine you're going to find anywhere on the planet in X2, and it's discounted right now with free shipping for 40% off in the dropper bottle. We have it for 60% off in the spray bottle. It's the exact same formula, but I want you to experience it for yourself. If you've been on the fence about iodine, this is the best. Try it today. It takes about 15 days to kick in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it funds the InfoWar. Only way you fail is not taking action.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, so South Africa is collapsing into chaos. You know, whoopsie-daisy, that happens. It does, you know. Happens occasionally. You get a corrupt president, you put him in jail, and everybody starts killing each other. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But, you know, something else that has happened, and that is that the people of Cuba have stood up against their communist regime, mobilizing against it, protesting. Really amazing to hear the Biden administration claim that they were just exercising their right to peacefully assemble as if they have that right. Yeah, they don't. Okay, that's communism doesn't permit you that right. It can't handle that type of opposition. A protest against communism is an existential threat to the state and must be crushed by any means necessary, obviously. So now that's what they're doing, and they're sending out their famous black berets to round up anybody that participated in these protests, because that's the type of country it is. Earlier, I was sort of making the joke about what would the Daily Dispatch look like if I was a Democrat. Cuba's one of these places where who knows what I would say if I didn't know what was actually going on. You know, if I'm the Biden administration, I'm going to blame Trump for the chaos going on in Cuba. If I'm Bernie Sanders, I'm going to blame the embargo. Because, see, this is how stupid these people are. They go, all right, these people go to the streets of Havana, protest against the government, chant, we want freedom, wave American flags, chant, down with your dictatorship. This is filtered through the psychopathic lie machine of the mainstream media and the Democratic Party. And what comes out is, oh, the Cuban people are protesting against COVID because they don't have enough vaccines. And they're mad that their government isn't doing enough to help them. Okay. Not true. And then they go a step farther and they say, see, it's the embargo. It's our embargo of Cuba that has crippled the Cuban medical industry, you know, made it impossible to get medicine. And so really, you know, they're protesting against us because they're protesting against having having medicine. Here's the thing, though, Bernie Sanders. Here's the thing, AOC. Here's the thing, all of you progressive morons that are attempting to blame this on the embargo. The embargo against Cuba explicitly allows for the trading of medical supplies. So shut up. You're just wrong. You just don't know what you're talking about. You are allowed and encouraged, and I believe we do, ship medical supplies and humanitarian aid to Cuba because that is not forbidden by the embargo. So shut up, you liars. You're just lying. You're despicable liars that are attempting to assist in the communist Cuban thug government in crushing the will of their own people. You despicable monsters. But here's another thing that I want to
sort of correlate to the South Africa thing. So let's see now, clip number four. Cuba's communist regime mobilizing its infamous Black Berets to shut down the uprising that's currently underway across the island. Let's see that. You see them clad in black. Now, why are they able to do this? After all, you hold a peaceful protest. Then that night, black-clad military, paramilitary police bust into your home and drag you out. Yeah, it kind of seems like what they're doing here in America. They're just doing it a little bit slower here in America. They aren't doing it quite as aggressively as they do there in Cuba. They would love to, though. Oh, believe me. If on January 7th they could have had busfuls of masked, black-clad, paramilitary secret agents swarm out and arrest every single person that even dared to participate in the protest at the Capitol, they absolutely would. No doubt. What's preventing them from doing that? Guns are preventing them from doing that. Having a free media in places like InfoWars, that's preventing them from doing that. Because we would report on it. We would tell people what was going on, and it would inspire backlash. If you control all the media, then you can do this, and then, you know, maybe one cell phone, video gets out. But, you know, you can squash that down. They've also shut down the internet in Cuba. The government shut down the internet. So the things preventing our government from carrying out these types of raids, which we are perfectly capable of, and the Democrats in power absolutely have the will to carry this out against the American people. Do you have any doubt in your mind the way they talk about us, the vitriol, the hatred, calling us terrorists, calling us insurrectionists? I mean, what do you do to terrorists and insurrectionists? You don't feel sorry about sending out, you know, squads of hit teams to take them out? Of course not. That's what you're supposed to do to terrorists. That's what they would love to do to us. Don't, I mean, you really think they wouldn't? You really think they would? Oh, this is a step too far. Of course not. People rotting in jail for 6 months, had their orbital bone around their eye broken by a kick from a guard and have gone blind. They're being tortured, being kept in solitary confinement and not allowed to talk to their lawyers. You think they feel sorry for these people? You think they wouldn't go farther if they could? Of course they would. And the things preventing them from doing so are our freedoms, our constitutional rights, are the ability that we have to own guns. That's preventing them from sending the squads after us. Our freedom of speech, our ability to communicate with each other, alternative technologies that they can't control. That's preventing them from doing this. A paper-thin, largely ceremonial, largely, you know, false adherence to our founding principles. That's preventing them from doing so. And also having patriots in the military and the police is preventing them from doing so. Now, what do you think they're doing now? Trying to get rid of our guns. They're trying to take over and destroy alternative media sources and alternative lines of communication. They are putting in censorship, even into your own private text messages now. And they're trying to purge the military and the police of patriots. If anybody they deem as a domestic terrorist for having things like the Bill of Rights of the Constitution in their possession. So all the things preventing them from sending out the squads of the Black Berets like is happening in Cuba are all the things that they are actively trying to destroy right now. And once they're permitted to do that, then the only limitation to their tyranny will be their imagination, because we'll have no way to stop it. Right now we do. They cannot do this in America. They cannot send out squads of hit teams right now. No, they do it in a different way. They send out FBI agents to round up grandmothers and old men and arrest them for standing around leaning up against the wall in the Capitol for 13 minutes. That's what they're doing. Truly incredible. But now that we've seen the video of the, chaos and destruction of Cuba and the black-clad secret agents going out to arrest people who are peacefully protesting, let's go to clip number three and see what Cuba looked like before Fidel Castro's communist revolution, shall we? Producción de Filmo. Camera, Mario Ferrar. Not as good as accents as I think I am. What you'll find here as we watch this video is just like South Africa. You go back a couple decades and you find
a land abundant in freedom, prosperous,
Havana,
safe.
The capital of Cuba, on the north coast facing the Gulf of Mexico, is today one of the most progressive cities of the Western Hemisphere. A bird's eye view of the city reveals the many landmarks of its progress and growth.
All of the growth, all of the progress, all of the safety, all of the security, all of the advancement and production and industry all comes grinding to a halt when you implement socialism, when you implement communism.
Here we see the imposing chimneys of the Talla Piedra electric plant, which catch the eye from miles. The new electric plant at Regla is seen across the harbor.
You know, so when Donald Trump says, make America great again, we should really say, make the world great again. Because you can go back to Brazil, Argentina, Cuba, South Africa. Watch videos from the 1960s. Watch videos from the 1950s. What do you have? It's clean. It's safe. It's glorious. It's beautiful. It's productive. What do all these places look like now? Just hell.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. Takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, church. I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That I think has been distorted since we actually cared about fighting communism back in the 1950s and even into the 1960s. People actually recognized the threat of communism and fought against it. You remember in the 1950s was when they added "In God We Trust" to our money. It's when we changed our national motto from E Pluribus Unum to "In God We Trust," because the opposite of communism is not capitalism. That's not the dichotomy. That's not the division. If you were to ask people, Cold War, if you ask people, you know, who fought in Korea or Vietnam against the threat of communism, what are you fighting for? You think they'd say capitalism? You think that inspired people to go die in the fields of Korea? No, of course not. They're fighting for freedom. They're fighting for God. They were fighting for humanity. That's the opposite of communism, not capitalism. It's not communism and capitalism. It's communism and the human spirit. It's communism and God. It's communism and freedom itself. That is the dichotomy that we're working with here. And, of course, we have the oh-so-predictable responses from the progressives in the media and just in regular life. Cuba's not communist. No, it's not communist because it failed, see? And if it fails, then it's not communism. Have this Kyle Mann on Twitter says, "I'd like to congratulate Cuba on being promoted to not real communism." And of course, the typical response, "Cuba's socialist. It's never been communist," which is interesting because you can go to. How do I describe this guy? Out of touch, elitist, progressive moron, Ron Flipowski. Filipkowski, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he says socialism is not the same as communism. See, he wants to make sure that you know that Cuba is communist, but socialism, totally not communism. Totally not communism. By the way, I should talk about this guy. This guy is just the prototypical super rich, uber elite dude that he literally spends his time between like flying to Greece and just like spending 2 weeks like jet setting around the Grecian islands to then he comes home and he goes to Trump rallies and like mocks poor Trump supporters. It's just like the most dispossessed, poor, working class, regular, humble Americans. He splits his time between jet setting around the world and mocking the less fortunate. He really is a true progressive hero, but he lets us know that socialism is not the same as communism. And so we go back, of course, to the communist propaganda that turned Cuba communist in the first place. And what do they say? This from Cuban propaganda during the communist revolution. "Our revolution is not communist," they say in all caps, so you know it's true. "Our revolution is not communist. Our revolution is humanist. The Cubans only want the right to an education, the right to work, the right to eat without fear." Oh, they're so scared and they need communism. "The right to peace, justice, and freedom." That's right, folks. It's not communism. How dare you say it's communism? Anyway, now that we have power, it is communism and you're not allowed to dissent. Every time it goes this way. Just like South Africa. South Africa, the Rainbow Coalition. Oh, it's all about peace and equality. All they want is justice and freedom. Cut to several decades later, just destitution, just total control, total destruction of freedom, fear, chaos, violence, overwhelming to an extent that could never be achieved under not communist rule. Just every time.
Every time. Same thing happened in Russia, right? 1917. The Tsar. Oh, we just want freedom from the Tsar. We're just so angry with the Tsar oppressing us. He's so restrictive. Cut to Gulag Archipelago, right? Just replace something that's not perfect with something that is innately evil. That's what communists do. That's what socialists do. They're just too dumb to realize. I mean, there's just different shades of stupidity. And I'm not sure if, like, the communists are the stupidest ones because they actually are open about what they're actually advocating, and what they're advocating is obvious, like, just incontrovertibly horrible. Like, that's pretty stupid to advocate that. Or maybe it's even stupider to be like Ron Philipkowski, or the person that responds to him saying, he says socialism is not the same as communism. Someone under him says, and being a social democrat is not the same as being a socialist. I think that actually might be dumber. I think it's more honest and appropriate if you're like, yeah, we're just communists. If you're so stupid that you actually think that democratic socialism is not a runway to socialism, which is a runway to communism, like, you're actually dumber. You're actually more stupid. So, there you go. Communism just wrecking the world one nation at a time. Truly incredible. All right, I want to take a moment now to talk about this report about COVID-19 because, again, it is worthy of its own standalone report on band.video, so that's what we'll do. Here it is, folks. GatewayPundit.com reports, shock report. There were more COVID-19 vaccine deaths last week in the U.S. than COVID-19 deaths. There are now 9,125 reported deaths from the COVID-19 vaccinations across the United States this year. One year, nearly 10,000 deaths from the vaccine. What's the upper limit? Where do we stop? How many deaths do we say this is too many deaths from the vaccines? 10,000 is not it. Is 100,000? Is 1,000,000? What if everybody who takes the vaccine dies? Then all of our problems are solved for us. The number of deaths linked to vaccines this year has absolutely skyrocketed. According to the CDC's own data, in 2021, in the first 3 months, the VAERS website recorded over 1,750 deaths due to vaccines in the U.S. Last week, they were reporting 6,985 deaths, and this week, that number jumped up 2,043 to reach 9,048. The number now sits at 9,195. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, database contains information on unverified reports of adverse events, illnesses, health problems, and or symptoms following immunization with U.S. licensed vaccines. Reports are accepted from anyone and can be submitted electronically through the VAERS website. There have been 411,931 adverse reactions reported to the vaccine. And again, we know that the VAERS only represents a portion of the actual side effects. As I know personally in my life, the majority of side effects that I'm aware of were not reported, including the most extreme ones, including deaths in some cases. Family friend who had a stroke and died, and the doctor said, yeah, but we're not sure, so we're not going to report that. So that happens quite a bit around America. So what the actual number is, who's to say? But what we do know is that last week there were 1,505 COVID-19 deaths in the United States, and 2,043 deaths as a result of a vaccine reaction. In other words, last week, there were more deaths in America from the COVID vaccine than from COVID itself. We have now crossed the threshold, and the vaccine is, by the CDC's own numbers, more deadly than the virus. That's right, folks. I repeat, the vaccine, as of last week, is now causing more deaths than the virus is causing. Congratulations, science. You've really outdone yourself this time. Truly incredible. Take a round of applause. Take a victory lap. The vaccine now kills more than the virus, and the cycle is complete.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. In the last segment of this hour, we'll be showing you a short report from Alex Jones talking about the latest revelation that the DNC now is working with SMS text message providers to restrict and censor what you say to your friends and family in private text messages. Truly incredible. Really incredible. All right. Got a lot of videos to show you. Oh, we'll also be welcoming Angela Stanton King as a special guest in the third hour. Very excited to talk to her. Apparently she's experiencing some restrictions or some suspicious activity with her social media. So we'll report on that when she gets here. Oh, man, there's so much to...
So much cover. Let's talk about these Texas Democrats, shall we? Let's really illuminate and elucidate the, I'll use the word shenanigans, the shenanigans that are going on here. So it really is just, it would be one thing if, like, the people that we were against were just in any way, just if they were just consistent, if they actually had beliefs that they could argue. What a world that would be, right? If they said, we believe this, and we could say, we believe this, then we could contend for that. But we have to step into a world of unreality. We have to walk through that dimension door. We have to go down that rabbit hole. We have to enter into the wild Willy Wonka chocolate factory of nonsense that these people live in order to contend with them. And it breaks my mind sometimes. It hurts. It kind of hurts, right? Because I literally don't understand how they can get away with what they get away with. I don't understand what is wrong with the American people that they can't see through this. This blatant, transparent, obvious misdirection that takes place on a daily basis with the Democrats. They say the Republicans are the ones who wanted to defund the police. Like, do we have to argue that? Do I have to actually go? Well, like, what is happening here, right? Like, up is down is up, left is right. The door we just came through is also the exit. It's just like, oh, it's Willy Wonka. It literally is Willy Wonka. We're traveling down the hell tunnel of Willy Wonka into the insane, mind-altering bullcrap factory of the Democrats. So, of course, they say that everything is racist, including, of course, any attempt to have legitimate elections. You can't have legitimate elections and also want black people to vote. That's, they don't understand that. What else is illegal? I mean, what else is racist, right? The voting rights are racist. The filibuster is racist. We know that, of course. Filibuster means a very small contingent of just one can override the will of everybody else. That can't be right, right? So what do they do in order to protest the racist voting restriction laws? The Democrats hold a filibuster. And it's just like, what is happening? How do you argue this? They just do whatever the hell they want, and nobody feels the need to demand that they have any consistency whatsoever. It drives me crazy. Like, I'm literally just like, what are you supposed to do? I think you just dispossess these people and just let them live in a mental institution. Forcibly, if you have to, because why would we have to argue this? Why do we have to discuss this? It makes no sense. Their position makes no sense at all. Why are they opposing these voter laws? Why are they acting like they're anything extraordinary? I covered it last week with Georgia when Jen Psaki, claimed that this was the most restrictive rights of all time. It's Jim Crow 2.0. It's the most egregious. In fact, let's play this video. She said today, or yesterday rather, that this is the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War. Here she is, Jen Psaki, clip number 12.
Is strategy to tackle this issue beyond the speech tomorrow?
Sure. Well, first, thank you for the question, because he's very focused on this speech tomorrow, one that he himself wanted to deliver.
All right, hold on. Let's pause it.
The moral.
Like, everybody just treats Joe Biden like a child. He's just out in the open. This is one that he actually wanted to do, you know? It's like, all the other ones, like, we tell him to do, and then he goes out and reads what we write. But this was his own thing. He's very excited about this. He wanted to do this. So we said, okay, we'll let you do it. It's just like, they treat him like a child. It's very embarrassing. But Joe Biden felt very strongly about this, the greatest threat we've ever seen to democracy. Let's roll it again.
Right to vote is a form of suppression and a form of silencing, and how he will redouble his commitment to using every tool at his disposal to continue to fight to protect the fundamental right of Americans to vote against the onslaught of voter suppression laws based on a dangerous and discredited conspiracy theory that culminated in assault on our Capitol. He'll call out the greatest irony of the big lie is that no election in our history has met such a high standard, with over 80 judges,
never,
including those appointed by his predecessor.
Never in our history has an election been held to a higher standard. The gaslight has exploded. We are covered in the gas now, and we ourselves have become the gaslight. The gaslight is now us, and we are the gaslight. All is one, and it is all a lie. It's beyond anything you can possibly imagine. They don't just say that there wasn't election fraud. They say this was the most secure election of all time. Yes, they implemented emergency, not well thought out, and poorly implemented mail-in ballot schemes across the entire country with little to no warning, little to no planning, that has massive infrastructure issues of ballots just being found in dumpsters by the thousands. But it's the safest of all time. Of all time. Patently absurd on the face of it, but this is what they get away with. This is how cocky, narcissistic, and above any reproach that they truly feel they are. Let's let the witch finish.
Strip the right to vote as authoritarian and anti-American, and stand up against the notion that politicians should be allowed to choose their voters or to subvert our system by replacing independent election authorities with partisan ones. And he will highlight the work of the administration against this, the necessity of passing the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, and how we need to work together with civil rights organizations to build as broad a turnout and voter education system to overcome the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War. So this is an opportunity for
worst
him to make
challenge. Okay, so not only are was the 2020 election the most secure, efficient, safe, and legitimate election of all time, questioning it makes you a terrorist, okay? And now attempts to roll back some of the incredibly short-sighted changes that were made just weeks before the 2020 election, that is the greatest threat to democracy we've seen since the Civil War. What does that mean the White House is willing to do to prevent this from happening? Will they go to the same lengths that Lincoln went to during the Civil War? Clearly, they're laying the groundwork for it. What is the what are the Texas Democrats fighting against right now? Again, I'll read it again. 24-hour voting is being restricted. Drive-through voting is being eliminated. They're adding new voter identification requirements for voting by mail. And they're increasing the criminal penalties for election workers who run afoul of regulations. And they're also greatly expanding the authority and autonomy of partisan poll watchers. Oh God, democracy is at risk. We're all going to die. This is a racist, totalitarian takeover, I guess, because we say no drive-through voting. I mean, this is hysterical beyond belief. I can't even address this without descending into hysterics myself. Of course, Texas AG Attorney General Paxton says there is real voter fraud. We have over 500 cases waiting to go to trial. That's the most ever. Wow, the most ever voter fraud cases during the most secure election of all time? I'm shocked! Of course I'm not. Then you have Lena Hidalgo, noted moron, ultimate idiot. Just wait till you see what she says.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend. And our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity.
Here's a story from Gateway Pundit. Lawless Texas Democrats escaped to Washington, D.C. on private jet, maskless with a crate of beer, because rules are for the little people. Just the layers of hypocrisy that we're dealing with here are truly staggering, astonishing, admirable, really, in their chutzpah. Really incredible. Two planes carrying Texas House Democrats have taken off from Austin to Dulles Airport near D.C. in an effort to stall a bill to install new voting restrictions in Texas and apply pressure on the Senate to pass federal voting protections. See, they want you to think that, you know, banning 24-hour drive-through voting is a violation of your Constitution, but the federal government taking over your election process somehow isn't. Okay, of course, right? Of course this is what they're doing. You have this very silly picture. Texas House Democrats have arrived at Dulles Airport and are recording selfie videos for themselves, for their social media networks. And you can see them all standing around this this parking lot, filming themselves. Yes, we are totally heroes. Your heroes have arrived in Dulles. We're here in Washington, D.C., and we're standing up against the racist filibuster or whatever we're doing. I can't remember, but it's very important and a crisis of democracy. Okay. All right. Sure it is. Sure it is, you utter morons. Now, here's a little, poll results about what these people are opposing. election reforms in Texas. 89% of Texans support voter ID. 89% support auditing voter lists. 81% support voter ID for mail-in ballots. 80% support including driver's license or social security number on mail-in ballots. 83% poll watcher protections. 84% oppose local authorities changing rules during the election. So in other words, this threat of democracy has the massive, overwhelming, almost total support of the Texas population. So now the Democrats are standing against this because they love democracy so much. And they're instituting a filibuster of sorts because the filibuster is racist. And the most secure and safe and legitimate election of all time also just happens to have the greatest number of fraud cases that Texas has ever seen. Just where do you even go with this? Again, it's like if they actually were like, you know, legitimate in their concerns, we could have an argument. We could say, hey, seems like this is making it harder for this type of people to vote. Well, I think that it's worth it because we have to prevent this from happening. You know, you could contend with each other. You could argue with each other. There's none of that. There's none of that, right? Because there's no reason to oppose this. There's no legitimate concerns that they're addressing here. No, you don't get 24-hour drive-through mail-in ballots. No, you don't get to just mail in a ballot without any form of identification. No, you can't just change the laws a week before the election to massively benefit your side. No, you can't do that. What is the argument against that?
Racist.
Okay. What? How are you, like, why do we have to just do it anyway, Texas? Texas Republicans should just pass these bills. It's like, well, but you didn't have a quorum. It's like, well, it's because you left, so we're still going to do it. Just do it anyway. Just play hardball with these people. You know, the governor hints at, like, wanting to arrest them or something. Good, you should arrest them. You can force them to come back. Like, that's all in the law. That's fine. But just pass it anyway. Just do it. Just go even farther. Like, why not? If they leave because you want to ban 24-hour drop boxes and, you know, mail-in ballots with no identification, then when they come back, then pass a bill that's even more intense. That's what Texas legislature needs to do. Right now, they need to be drafting a much more restrictive bill. We need to show them, hey, if you want to play games with this, if you want to act like a bunch of children and deny our ability to just do this very normal, sensible, necessary stuff to secure our election, then we're going to take it a step farther because, as you know, the Texas lawmaker said, they're going to pass this. They have the votes. They can't just obstruct this forever, whether it's this special section or, session or the next one. This will get passed. So why not double down now, Republicans? Why not go, you know what? We were going to pass this kind of simple, straightforward bill, but now that they're acting up, we need to be more intense. We need to demand paper ballots and no electronic voting systems. We need to demand photo ID in person every time. We need to ban mail-in ballots outright for anybody that is not, like, crippled or serving overseas in the military. That's what they need to do. You need to play hardball with these Democrats. You need to show them that when they pull these stupid stunts, it's only going to get worse for them. They'll stop pulling the stunts. They will. They'll stop. Is anybody in the Texas legislature at my level at all? Anybody? Probably not. Probably not. Let's look at old Lena. Old Lena Hidalgo, who you're starting to see more and more of because she's acting out in the way that I told you she would from the moment she was elected. And I called her out and did a big old segment on her, pointing out that she was just the least qualified person ever to be elected to public office. She had never even attended the meetings that she is now chair of. She'd never held a single job in her entire life. She'd never held a job. She had never earned a paycheck in her entire life. Now she's the head of Harris County in charge of the elections. So let's just take a, you know, hold your nose. We're jumping off the cliff here. We're diving into the hypocrisy sea. What did she say a few months ago? She said when I guess some of her colleagues were, you know, doing something just totally outrageous, like like leaving a meeting so she didn't have a quorum, so she couldn't pass laws. She was very irritated at this. And she said, and they say millennials don't work. Today, I showed up to work and make tough decisions on critical issues. Yet two of my colleagues decided to stay home and use parliamentary tricks to put our country in a dangerous fiscal, our county in a dangerous fiscal position. See my statement today, below on today's shenanigans. Oh, yeah. Very, very tough. Very straightforward. She's like, how dare these people use these parliamentary tricks? Meanwhile, 17 hours ago, immensely proud of Texas legislators breaking quorum to kill the voter suppression bill and going to D.C. to work for correctional action. The bill's attack reforms we made at Harris County to tear down barriers to the ballot box. Democracy is on the line. There is no other option. Right? Right. When somebody does this to her, it's egregious. It's a violation. It's shenanigans that shouldn't be tolerated. When her side does it, it's heroic, it's wonderful, it's exactly what needs to be done. But she even says here, the reforms we made in Harris County. She's not a legislator. She doesn't get to make laws. She doesn't get to change laws. She doesn't get to manipulate the voter process however she wants to get the desired result that she wants. That's what she did, though, and now she's mad that we're actually going through the correct process to undo the crap that she pulled. Meanwhile, last week she stripped tens of millions of dollars from the constables in Houston, by the way. I don't know if you remember that. Just completely outrageous. So there you go. The Texas Democrats making a big show of flying on a private jet, no masks, obviously just hypocrisy upon hypocrisy, in order to prevent Texas reforms that are supported by something like 90% of people in Texas, reforms that simply undo the laws that were illegally made by people like Lena Hidalgo, who are not legislators and not in a position to make drastic changes. So what they're doing is holding a filibuster, which is racist, and going to Washington, D.C. to demand that the federal government take over the election process, which is a blatant constitutional violation. So they're not representing the people of Texas. They're not conforming with the Constitution. They're not doing their job. Can we just... like, you can just stay in D.C. Just stay there. Just don't come back. And why doesn't the Texas legislature just replace them with their own picks? Let's just, I mean, what? Why are we following the rules? These people don't follow the rules. They make up their own rules. They do whatever the hell they want, and they make us respond to it. They change the laws by fiat, by dictate, without any vote, without any reason, without any oversight or even the ability to do so. They just do it and it's done. And now we have to go through the process of actually taking the votes and going through the legislature to try to undo what they did illegally. Why? Why would we do that? So I'm telling you, the only thing to do now for the Texas legislature is to draft a much more draconian bill. Much more draconian. The Democrats cannot stop you. They do not have the votes to prevent this from happening. That's why they had to leave, to prevent you from getting a quorum. They have to return at some point. You can arrest them and force them back if you need to. That's on the books. So why don't you do that? And once they're there, instead of the little wimpy, sensical bill that you put forward that they rejected, put forward a much, much more aggressive bill. Pass it despite them. Rub their faces in it. Change the laws to benefit you.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Jorge Chamon of Cuba's Communist Central Committee delivered a message of anti-American invective, the theme of Cuba's foreign policy. His audience included 500 students from Scandinavia, France, and Britain, some flower children, many veterans of student riots in their homelands. They arrived on cut-rate charter flights, and their living expenses were paid by the Cuban government. They spent their mornings working in the field, their afternoons in political discussions, their evenings like this.
For American radicals, for American students, the most impressive feature of Cuba will be the building of the 21st man, to be the man of the 21st century, to build an entirely new consciousness, to change all of the old attitudes and to change the morality from one based in the individual I and to put it into the collective we, which much more enforces individuality than detracts from it. The people in the United States, particularly the young people, I think, look to the Cuban Revolution with hope that this offers a solution that the United States doesn't offer.
They are crying out for freedom in the streets of Havana. This, the greatest show of discontent with the socialist government since the 1990s. Like back then, the trigger for this protest is the desperate economic situation. Right now, the country is suffering from food shortages. We're here because of the repression of the people. They are starving us to death. Havana is collapsing. We have no homes, nothing.
Cubans are fed up. As the Miami Herald reported, in an unprecedented display of anger and frustration, thousands of people took to the streets in cities and towns across Cuba to call for the end of the decades-old dictatorship and demand food and vaccines as shortages of basic necessities have reached crisis proportions and COVID-19 cases have soared. Many took to the streets and chanted the name of a country that has long been a beacon for justice and freedom. But the New York Times responded by twisting the Cuban-American red Miami Herald with a Pravda-esque rewrite, stating, shouting freedom and other anti-government slogans, hundreds of Cubans took to the streets around the country in a remarkable eruption of discontent not seen in 30 years.
I'm speaking to you today because I have seen people like this before. I've seen movements like this before. I've seen ideas like this before. And I am here to tell you, we cannot let them take over our country. I heard the promises of Fidel Castro, and I can never forget all those who grew up around me, who looked like me, who suffered and starved and died.
As the Cubans roar with shouts of down with communism, this is the socialist democrat establishment's worst nightmare. As a country under 56 years of communist control meets an inevitable turning point.
Nosotros no vamos a entregar la soberanía, ni la independencia del pueblo, ni la libertad de esta nación. Y aquí también ratifico que habemos muchos revolucionarios en este país, en este pueblo que estamos dispuestos a dar la vida, y eso no es por consigna, eso es por convicción. Tienen que pasar por encima de nuestros cadáveres. si quieren enfrentar a la revolución.
Pivoting towards human independence. John Bound reporting.
I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
All right, folks, you can find and share that video at band.videoinfowars.com. The video is Communism Fails Again. Yes, again, folks. Has it ever succeeded? No, of course not. Of course it hasn't. So share that video. It's by John Bound, and hopefully it can wake up some people, because, my God, we need some waking up as soon as possible. When we get back, I will be joined by Angela Stanton King. Very excited to talk to her, founder and president of the American King Foundation, and she has a new book, Caught in a Coup. We're going to talk about that, as well as some of the cultural nonsense going on in America. Very excited to talk to her, folks. Stay with us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We'll be right back.
We know that the satanic principalities of this planet want us poisoned. They want to attack our bodies. They want to kill us because we're made in the image of God. But God gave us the components of our cells, of our bodies, to be strong. We've got everything we need. That's why the globalists hit us with the bad halogens of fluoride, fluorine, bromide, you name it, instead of iodine. Our food, our water, our plants, everything we eat is deficient in it. The average person is deficient, and it attacks your IQ, it attacks your stamina, and your libido and fertility particularly. Look into it. We have the purest iodine you're going to find anywhere on the planet in X2. And it's discounted right now with free shipping for 40% off in the dropper box. We have it for 60% off in the spray bottle. It's the exact same formula, but I want you to experience it for yourself. If you've been on the fence about iodine, this is the best. Try it today. It takes about 15 days to kick in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it funds the InfoWar. Only way you fail is not taking action.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Third hour has begun. My guest is Angela Stanton King. She's the founder and president of American King Foundation, whose mission is to reunite American families separated by mass incarceration with a pathway to justice, economic stability, and relational wellness. Since her release from prison in 2005, the celebrated owner of Stanton Publishing House and reality TV star of the BET Network docuseries From the Bottom Up has formed several organizations dedicating to reforming the criminal justice system and supporting returning citizens. The accomplished speaker, writer, and advocate uses her life story, a testimony of redemption, to make a profound positive impact in today's social climate. Her agenda of prison reform and family unification brings hope to those behind bars. You can find her website at AngelaStantonEPK.com. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm very happy to have you on, and we got a lot of stuff to get into today. But first of all, I was, you know, looking at you, of course, before the show, and wanted to make sure I was up to date on all of your goings on. And, you know, of course, I searched your name on Google, and there it has links to your social media. And I click Twitter, and it says this account doesn't exist. And I think, okay, and I go back and I click Instagram, and this account doesn't exist. What is going on with your social media?
I think it's the same thing we saw with the president. And one of the things that I wanted to mention was I'm very thankful to him for giving me a full unconditional pardon while he was in office. So thank you, President Trump, for that. But completely censored. We aren't allowed to have a different opinion. I mean, it's a well-known fact that I'm a very outspoken conservative Trump supporter. Not only that, I'm afraid I have to say it, but black Trump supporter. I mean, in this day and age, you would think that that's something that's totally unheard of. And so I've been censored. I have not been allowed to share what I know to be truthful and factual on my page. Twitter was deleted at almost 500,000 followers. Instagram deleted at 308,000 followers. I ran for office in Fulton County, where they had the alleged water main break in Georgia for John Lewis's seat. They completely suppressed my campaign. They would not allow me to advertise nor promote through any of my social media. My backup account, which I ran the campaign through at nearly 60,000 followers, gone. Facebook accounts, business accounts, gone, and I've been forbidden to make new ones. And the reason they claim, harmful or bullying, harmful threats or bullying. And I mean, we're just having an opposing opinion. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. You seem like a very threatening and bullying person. I mean, you're a danger, obviously. They have to silence you. No, it's totally absurd. Is this a recent development? Obviously, they've been after you for quite a while, but you did have a Twitter until fairly recently, right?
Well, my Twitter has been gone for probably about 3 to 4 months now, and just recently they deleted my Instagram accounts. It's been less than 30 days. So, and we've been fighting and trying to get it back and going back and forth with tons of email, and we've been given no reason as to why my accounts were disabled. And I think that is really unfair that you can't have an opposing view. I mean, big tech is really powerful and has more control than they should. I knew when they censored Trump and kicked him off social media, I said, you know, it's only a matter of time before I'm next. And what do you know? Conservatives, one by one, all began being silenced through big tech.
Yep. And, I mean, 500,000 followers, 300,000 followers, those are huge accounts. I mean, it takes a lot to get that many people to follow you. That means a lot of people were interested in what you're saying. A lot of people wanted to hear from you. But it doesn't matter what those people wanted. What mattered was what big tech wanted, and they wanted you silenced. And so that's what they got. It's completely outrageous and egregious. So if people want to find you now, of course, they can go to AngelaStantonEPK.com. Is that the best place to find your work? And tell us about your new book as well.
That's the best place for people to catch me now. And I also want to mention that those were verified accounts as well. So it's kind of crazy that people were able to do that. But if you go to that website, you can keep up what's going on. The ad shows, the talk show that I'm starting, I'm creating my own server so we don't have to worry about this again, because censorship is a big thing. You can catch me there daily. And also, we've got Caught in a Coup. Caught in a Coup is a new book. It's all about my work with Trump and his administration as we fought for criminal justice reform, as we fought to defund Planned Parenthood, to fund HBCUs, and also create opportunity zones. So this is all about my story of from the hood to all good and from the prison to the palace. And I just really wanted to document some of the things that really happened in Trump's White House, because we see a media right now that is so biased and one-sided. I thought that it was important for me as not only an author but also a publisher to make sure that what I knew to be true about what Trump and his administration did for America, to make sure that it was print somewhere in a book so people can research it.
Absolutely. It's good for, I mean, we're going to need that sort of history when, as you know, 100 years from now, the fake news of today will be the unquestionable history of 100 years from now. And we need to set down, you know, the record of what really happened now for future generations to actually be aware of what was really going on. So the book is Caught in a Coup, and they can find that at your website.
You can find that at StantonPublishingHouse.com. It's also available, you know, through worldwide distribution on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But if you want a signed copy from me, you can purchase it at StantonPublishingHouse.com.
Excellent. Well, it's great to see somebody like yourself who is so involved and not, you know, giving up once you get censored like this. It can be easy to sort of throw your hands up and go, it's too hard to, you know, try to fight against this. But I think what you're doing and, you know, what you're talking about doing is exactly what needs to happen. People staying involved, staying in the fight, and hey, they want to kick you off their network, you're going to create a network of your own, which is exactly the right thing to do, isn't it?
Yep, that's the only thing to do in this day and age. I mean, we can't afford to allow them to silence us all. I mean, too many people are being misled, too many people are being lied to, and I mean, America's in a really bad place right now, and it's not going to get any better until people learn the truth about what's really going on.
Yeah, and it seems like people like yourself who actually are interested in reforming systems that are corrupt and actually making progress in real tangible ways, they're the ones that get shut down. It's people that just rabble-rouse and create division and strife. They get elevated, they get supported, they get, you know, sponsored in all these different ways. People like yourself that are actually on the ground doing the good work, they're the ones who are silenced over and over again.
That's so true, because had I been the leader of the Women's March demanding to have a choice for abortion, I'd be starring in a Cadillac commercial right about now.
Exactly.
But because I'm not, and I'm telling women, hey, have your babies, what happens to me? I'm censored. But, you know, God has his warriors, and we're going to keep fighting, and all we're here to do is just continue to tell the truth. Yep, and stand up against these agendas.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking a little bit before you came on about sort of what you wanted to cover, because I know that your activism spans so many different topics and things, and you mentioned some of what's going on with the We Spa in California with grown naked men with beards getting into hot tubs with little girls, and then the mothers of these little girls being attacked when they speak out against it. And this is outrageous.
I mean, not only is it outrageous, I mean, it's totally kind of like unheard of. I mean, I've been kind of almost in a state of shock after watching these things fold out and take place. Not only that, but witnessing it. I mean, a lot of these things began to unfold, you know, during Trump's administration. My eyes were open to what's going on and what's creeping its way through, you know, the Equality Act and some of this LGBTQ plus movement as it applies to our children. Not only were the women and children violated down in WeSpa, if you're a person that is transitioning or transgender, and I say this out of love and respect, being the mother of a transgender son, then just because you decide that you want to change sexes doesn't mean that you have more rights than the women that are born naturally into this world. I mean, raising my daughters, you know, in a house with three brothers, they were never exposed to their own brothers, and we had one bathroom. Why would someone want their child to be exposed to a stranger? Not only that, what happened down at the Palace Bar in Miami? I'm down there for vacation, and next thing I know, three children, two little girls are being brought out on the stage at 12 o'clock at night, striking sexual poses in a sexually hyped atmosphere with grown, drunk adults throwing money at them. And they're saying that it's legal
and that it's okay.
What is going on in America?
I had completely forgotten about that. I forgot that that was you that did that video, because I played that video on the show, because you're right. It goes beyond anything with transgenderism or, you know, any sort of, you know, what they want to do is frame it as their civil rights issue, but it's sexualization of children, and it's wrong flat out. We'll be right back. Angela Stanton King.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Why in the hell do you people got these little bitty ass kids at this drag show, y'all?
But it's 11:30 at night.
It is 11:40 at night. These people have children in a drag show in L.A. on a big
USA! USA!
Telling her get her money. Look at this fucking bullshit.
For our radio listeners, what we're seeing on screen are two very young girls in very short skirts striking sexual poses and being handed money in a strip club during a drag show at 12 o'clock at night. Are you homophobic if you aren't in favor of this? I don't know. I don't know what the laws are anymore. I don't know what the rules are anymore. I'm against, you know, girls under 10 stripping for money in a strip. I know, I'm conservative that way, I guess. But we have, of course, the woman that filmed that video and brought this occurrence to light, Angela Stanton King. She's my guest. Website, AngelaStantonEPK.com, is where you can find her latest book, Caught in a Coup. Where do we even start with this, Angela? I mean, what do you say to this?
I mean, you know, I was asked to show my ID in order to get into this, what I look to be an adult establishment. And I figured it was an adult establishment because I needed to be a certain age in order to enter.
Right.
I go in, so that tells me, okay, there's going to be things going on in here that children should not be a part of. Now, mind you, before the children came out, there were three men dressed in drag that just performed a half-naked orgy scene on stage. The same man that we saw with the two little girls had just got dry humped in the mouth. I'm sorry, I'm hoping I'm using the right terminology. Literally, I don't know where these children came from. Not only are they very young, not only are they in a sexually hyper atmosphere, but one of the young girls, it seems like her shoes didn't even fit. They were way too big for her. They got dye in their hair. They have masks over their faces hiding their identity. Now, when did America get so low to the point that we are at a adult entertainment show, 12 o'clock at night, people are drinking and smoking while you have a bunch of drunk and high adults throwing money at little girls to perform sexy poses? How did they get in? If I was forced to show my ID, what did they have to show? Their birth certificates? How is this okay?
Yeah, the answer is it's not. It's just permitted, right? I mean, it's just, this is what's happening in this country. And, you know, the stories just from today that we have here, I asked you during the break and you said you hadn't seen this. And I almost don't want to show. I like, ignorance is bliss in some cases, but I'm going to read the headline now because it's my job. We're going to bear down because this is really happening and you have to talk about it to resist it and oppose it. From the UK, London Council slammed over child reading campaign involving rainbow phallus monkey, let's say. Rainbow phallus bud monkey. If we can bring up some images here. This is the costume that's being worn by a A clown, I guess, is the next step in the drag queen story hour. Now a library in the UK with government funding is putting on this outfit to read to children, to encourage them to read. And then we also have this story. The Practicing Midwife magazine releases transgender issue featuring a bearded birthing parent. So you have a man with a beard giving birth to a child and then another man attempting to nurse that child on his male breasts. I mean, what are we doing here, Angela?
You know, this is so sad. It's sad because children are the target here, and children are what's at stake. And we all know that children are innocent. And I believe that there are a lot of people, including myself, a lot of Americans that are willing to stand up and fight for children. And I really hate to see what the end result is going to be with this. I do not believe that it is going to end well. And I think that they're trying their best to slip it in and suppress the truth, because I, just like you, speak out about it on my platform about how they're sexualizing children. And people are waking up. And the more people that wake up and see this agenda, the more people are going to fight back. I just refuse to believe that we live in a country that would allow children to be sexualized, sexually perverted, sexually transitioned. When it comes to the LGBTQ movement, I have a son, I have an aunt, I have plenty of friends, people that I love, and they also agree with me. You know, they're all sexualities. L is lesbian, B is bisexual, G is gay, T is transsexual. We shouldn't even be looking at children thinking anything sexual, not even heterosexual. Children just need to be children, and they need to be allowed to grow. Just like that clip you saw where these people are making knitted, you know, penises and scrotums for little girls 3 and 4 years old so they can feel up. Just the thought of that, the thought of someone just even touching a girl in that place or putting something there in that place, it's all sick. And I'm praying to God that whatever has to happen to protect these children happens. And I'm willing to stand on the front line. And I know that a lot of Americans are with me.
I think you're exactly right in that. And I think that is a major point, because the way that the media and big tech, who has censored you probably from talking about this as well, they want to portray your position as extreme. You're some sort of right-wing extremist. I think the vast majority of Americans agree with us. I think everybody with a brain in their head who hasn't been totally corrupted understands that this is really wrong and they don't like to see it. And yet, with control of the media and this propaganda that goes out, they're portraying us as the extremists because we don't want children sexualized. How outrageous is that?
I mean, it's really outrageous, and I'm telling you, like, listen, it's not going to end well. People are not comfortable, you know, with pedophilia or pedophilic behavior. I myself am a survivor of sexual abuse. I was sexually molested at the age of 5 by a family member. So, yes, child predators are real, and yes, they are out there, and these are things that have been happening for a very long time, whether it's been in the Catholic Church, whether it's been in the Black Church, whether the white family. This thing doesn't have a religion. It doesn't have a color, you know, but it does have a preference, and the preference is children. And anybody that we see preying on children, preferring children, regardless of their religion, race, sexuality, they have to be dealt with. We cannot allow this to happen. And I'm going to ask Americans to stand up and fight back.
And as well you should, and as well they should. It's absolutely necessary. I wish we had more time to talk, so I would love to get into what it's like working with President Trump and all of your work in that regard, and his latest lawsuit about big tech censorship. But I know you're very busy and you're having to deal with some of that censorship right now, so we're having to cut a little bit short today. But I'd love to have you back anytime. You know, I've really enjoyed our conversation. The book is Caught in a Coup, and it can be found at StantonPublishingHouse.com. You can get a signed copy there. Thank you so much for being on with us today, Angela.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And please keep up the good work. You're a very powerful voice on our behalf, and hopefully we can make a difference here and save some children from being abused, because that's literally what it all comes down to.
That's exactly. it's all about. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. Angela Stanton King. Angela Stanton, EPK.com is the website. Caught in a Coup is the book. You can find that at StantonPublishingHouse.com. We'll be right back with a message from Alex Jones.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposed need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're about to go to a video by Alex Jones addressing something that was covered on Tucker Carlson yesterday. Of course, the FDA has now attached warnings of Guillain-Barré syndrome to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Also this week, for the first time, more people died from the vaccine than from COVID itself. And yet the Biden administration is now casting conservative components of COVID-19 vaccine as extremist and saying that they are going to target our text messages. Here's Alex Jones predicting this. Tomorrow's News Today.
You see this article? It's out of Politico. And it announces what is the equivalent of digital martial law, a total suspension of free speech on the Internet. Years ago, CNN's Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy called for my private text messages to be censored if I was on Facebook's WhatsApp. I wasn't.
Yes, now Facebook is going to be banning Alex Jones and InfoWars from not only their main platform, Facebook, but also from Instagram. I checked in also to see if these people would be banned from WhatsApp, which is also owned by Facebook. Mm-hmm. And a spokesperson cannot say immediately because it's, I guess, unclear whether some of these people have WhatsApp accounts, according to the spokesperson.
And then I learned that there had been censorship all over the world by Facebook of people's private text messages during political campaigns. But they hadn't had the nerve yet to do it here in the United States. Well, in this article from Politico titled "Potentially a Death Sentence, White House Goes Off on Vaccine Fearmongers," we learn from the White House press secretary that the DNC is requesting Apple and the droid manufacturers to give Democrat-approved fact-checkers trained by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center access to all your private text messages. Think about that. They're already in your phone. They're already surveilling you. They're already tracking you with cookies. They're already reading your private messages on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, including your private nude pics. That came out years ago. They tried to deny it, but Project Veritas got the recordings. Then later they said, okay, yeah, we are. No big deal. But that's not enough. Now your text messages to grandma or your girlfriend or your husband or your children or your doctor, it's all going to be read by them to make sure you're not spreading medical disinformation, like the virus coming from the Wuhan lab, now admitted, or that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine have 99% recovery rates. These are the criminals that ran the Wuhan lab. And big tech's been investing in these very same big pharma companies, these drug dealing companies. So this is beyond 1984. If they get away with this, the sky is the limit. And they're using the pretext of medical disinformation. It is the right of consumers to say whatever we want about products. And if we lied about the products, they can sue us. They can win a defamation case. But that's not what this is about. This is about the Democratic Party that's hijacked America and stolen an election that knows the people are awake to it. It's the same thing with the unpopular EU. It's the same thing with the unpopular UN. They've all gotten together to use this hyped-up virus as the pretext for ongoing lockdowns and really martial law, not just digital martial law, but physical martial law. And they're getting ready with more lockdowns and more control, and they want to be able to intimidate and censor everybody ahead of that. Also in this article, it says, you know, there's lies about the plans of those coming door-to-door to intimidate you or to twist your arm to compel inoculation. And that's just not true.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
And they attack a congressman saying he's a liar, but Fauci was on TV last week saying we need local mandated or forced inoculations.
But I do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates. There really should be. We're talking about life and death situation.
They're all over the news on CNN saying we need to punish people and compel them to take it.
I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
So this is true gaslighting. They've made an authoritarian move. These big corporations, these big banks that own big pharma and big tech, they think the sky's the limit. They think they can do anything they want. Do you understand that to know what you're saying in your text messages, I have to be reading them? And they say, oh, don't worry, a person doesn't do it at first. It's scanned by AI and flagged for a person. Oh, so no judge, no jury, no warrant. When I say something that they don't like about the DNC, it's flagged, and then some DNC-trained person reads what I said. This is so insane. We just had the FBI come out with its new national threat assessment of white supremacists everywhere, and they said if you question the election or you question lockdowns, you're a terrorist, you're a white supremacist. And they said in an FBI letter to the public, even in tweets they put out, watch your family, watch your neighbors. Are they extreme? Do they not trust the government? Do they have a Lego set of the Capitol? Because if they do, we're going to come and we're going to arrest them. This is a declaration of war by corporations that control the Democratic Party and the Republican Party to a great extent, who really want to come out and start a fight with the American people and criminalize dissent. And if you're going to do that, you've got to have something the Stasi in East Germany and the old NKVD in Russia could only dream of. And that's lifetime reading of your text messages. The truth is they've been doing it for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. This is a breakaway civilization of corporations violating every law, every form of privacy, whose job it is to keep us alone and depressed, clicking on their ads as much as they can. This is exploitation and really dopamine dealing or drug dealing to a whole other level. And it's much bigger than conservative, liberal, Christian, Muslim, agnostic, Jewish. It doesn't matter. This is an assault on all of humanity. And for the left pretending there's not censorship or pretending there's not cancel culture or pretending this isn't classic tyranny with a high-tech overlay, you're delusional. You're not just delusional about this not happening. You're aiding and abetting it and gaslighting, not just us, but yourselves. This is the next level. This is the Rubicon. And this is what comes when they cross the Rubicon and push forced inoculations and new lockdowns. This is Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. Just last week, Klaus Schwab and the Australian health minister and others said the lockdowns are never ending. And they said this is the new world order.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1 in 100 year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. This is the new world order.
And they said, this is the way it is. And another top health minister in Canada said, oh, we're going to continue the lockdowns so people can't talk about unauthorized things in the streets. Because you see, if you're working at home over Zoom, or if you're working at home over Skype or over an app, that can all be collated by AI that's already going through and already categorizing and flagging. But if you're out in a square or at a park demonstrating and speaking, wow, that's humans coming together. And remember, we've got 6 feet of separation here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not supposed to shake hands anymore. We're all prisoners. All prisoners here in the modern digital gulag. We are being inducted into this tyranny. It's not slow anymore. It's accelerated. We've gone off the edge of the cliff. Let's wake up and come together and say no to this and reject this. Big tech finally woke up Bill Maher when they blocked ivermectin that's 99% effective. He said, hey, this isn't the Republicans you're censoring. That's okay, you know. This is a drug. I need to be able to know about this for me. When we get rid of these safety nets, when we get rid of free speech, when we get rid of common sense, we're all in danger, including the oligarchs that are doing this to try to control political parties and movements they don't control. That's how you get dictatorships. A party in power is kicked out of power, and so they come back and overthrow the party in power. Or a party in power is being thrown out, and they don't want to leave, so they bring in martial law, and they succeed. When they do that, you get a tyranny like Cuba or North Korea. Let's hope we can all come together peacefully and just reject this attempt. But there's no doubt this is a classical attempt at authoritarian takeover, and we're living true history right now. Raise the alarm, folks. They're already reading your text messages. Now they publicly want to censor them, and of course later also share them. That's what they're getting everybody ready for right now. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, final segment here. A lot of breaking news happening. Let's go over some of what has occurred while I've been on air. Just in, Texas House votes to send law enforcement to find dozens of absent Democrats under warrant of arrest if necessary for blocking voter integrity legislation. That's right, folks. They're rounding them up. They're bringing them back. They're forcing them to actually do their job, the worst thing you can ever subject a Democrat to. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer, just, oh, my goodness. Chuck Schumer says, Republican legislators are not only making it harder to vote, they're making it easier to steal an election. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're going with now. That's what they're going with. Yep. Installing metal bars on your windows will make it easier for people to break in. Right? Having a complicated, unique password will make it easier for hackers to steal your information. Putting in voter restrictions, like you have to, I don't know, show an ID, like you can't just mail in a ballot from anywhere with no proof that you're actually the person voting on your own behalf. These things are going to make it easier to steal the election somehow. And I guess if you believe everything else the Democrats say, I guess you're going to believe this too. Why not? Why not? They can just throw anything at the wall to see what sticks. It really does remind me of a death cult. It really, honestly, truly reminds me of nothing more than Jim Jones and the People's Temple, where you have this charismatic leader that has such a stranglehold over the minds of his followers that he actually uses that to make absurd, nonsensical pronouncements, and the people have to believe it. And it actually increases their loyalty because they're now a part of this absurdity. Like, I think that's where we are now at this point. That they're saying the election in 2020 was not just good, it was the best. It was the best one ever. And it had the least amount of criminality or fraud of all time. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, and by the way, the voter restriction laws are going to make it easier to cheat. Because why? Because what? What are you talking about? Oh, you're lying. Oh, it's like a psychological operation. It's like, how absurd can we get while still maintaining control over the minds of Americans? Truly incredible the amount of gaslighting going on. Republicans are defunding the police. The filibuster is racist. And this was the most secure election of all time. Just wow. Just incredible. White farmers in South Africa are being whipped and having their cars stolen as the country descends into mass looting frenzy. So more and more videos appearing. Call of Duty with Alex Jones on Twitter at Call of Duty with 4. Since he's always having to recreate his Twitter account since they keep banning him. He's posting some great stuff. Helicopters involved now in the fighting off the looters. This video of police trucks being looted, I guess, or being forced to back off as crowds overwhelm them. Truly incredible. Meanwhile, as if, you know, to correspond with my prediction earlier in the day, we have this story from today. Nigeria, Muslims raid villages, set fire to 2 churches, and murder 18 people. It's one of these amazing coincidences, isn't it, that you have churches being burned across Canada, churches being burned in Nigeria, just a full-on attack against Christianity worldwide simultaneously. Meanwhile, the head of organized Christianity, most powerful Christian in the world, the Pope, is busy taking transgender people to get their vaccines and partnering with Mark Benioff and the Rothschilds to promote the World Economic Forum, stakeholder capitalism, and the Great Reset. We're being destroyed. We're being eaten from the inside by vicious, insatiable parasites. I want to go to this video now. You may have seen it online. Hopefully it's been censored. Clip number 2. This is a guy in the UK. Yesterday we showed the video of the guy filming and shutting down the vaccine stand, little area that they had. Just by filming it, he made all of the volunteers and doctors and security run and hide and lock the doors. Very, very strange behavior. Here's some more very strange behavior happening in the UK as they're pretending to clean things with a full hazmat bodysuit. Pretending to clean things for COVID, but really it's all a publicity stunt. Kind of like how they don't wear the mask when they think the cameras aren't on, and then they put on the mask when the cameras go on to act like they're adhering to the dictates that they're imposing upon you. This is all a shadow puppet shell game. Everything going on here is deception. Here's this video from the UK.
COVID cleaner. Are you for real? That's something out of Sure, bro. Do you really have to wear that? Do you really have to wear that? What are you doing? Why are you taking photos? You're not even doing it. You're just doing that for paparazzi. Why are you doing this? You're not even cleaning. You're not even cleaning. You're just taking photos. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're not even cleaning. What are you doing? Is this for the media? Is this for the media? Who are you? What are you doing? You're taking photos for the media.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Why are you dressed like that? Why are you dressed like that? You're taking photos for the media. What? Helping! She's not doing nothing. You're all here to make fear in people's heads. There ain't a pandemic.
He's not really cleaning. He's literally standing there still.
Look, you're taking photos.
Pretending to clean so they can take a photo of him.
All you're doing is taking photos. That is all you're doing is taking photos. But what are you doing?
The crimes and deceits of the New World Order will be revealed one by one by indignant British men with cell phones.
Go on. Work for the government. F*** the government.
Oh, that's great. That's great stuff. He's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the guy's just like, what? He's like, you're just doing this for publicity? You're not even really cleaning? The guy's like, yeah. That's right. Woo! Good stuff. Wow, that's incredible. Hey guys, were you able to get this this latest video? All right, this video just in mere minutes ago, the Texas Democrats, who now have an arrest warrant out for them and will soon be forced to do their job at the point of a gun, which is what you have to do, I guess, for these people, were having a press conference in Washington, D.C. when they decided to break out into song. Here it is.
Thank you very much for all that you and all of your colleagues are doing here today.
Thank you.
We will overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome someday. Deep in our hearts,
I do believe we will overcome someday.
Thank you, Miss Terry.
Thank you.
These people, they really think they're Martin Luther King. They really think they are Selma 1962, right? They really, really, truly believe in their heart of hearts that they are heroes. We will overcome. Overcome what? We will overcome having to show our ID to vote, right? We will overcome not having drive-through voting. Oh, your struggle is so real. Oh, how will you survive? Oh, you brave civil rights champions, you leaders of men, you true heroes standing up against the evil dictates of the Republicans who are just like, please, for the love of God, can we just have one vote per person? They're just like, we will overcome. Send in the hounds. Send in the police. Get these people in handcuffs. Get them back to Texas. Don't even let them vote. Just put them in jail this time. Just that alone, that butchering, that criminal level singing of that song was a crime against humanity. Throw them in prison, Governor Abbott. Throw away the key. They can sing all they want in there. We will just like... next time I go buy a beer and they ask me for an ID, I'm just gonna break into "We Will Overcome." That's just all right. Are you? And you're 21? What? Well, like a tree planted by the water, I will not be moved. Just like, sir, do you have an ID or not? This is weird.